As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larvey, with Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel.
Hello, Alistair.
Hi, Sandy.
I've never seen bespoke overalls before.
A mate of mine runs them up.
Yes, I thought so.
It's good of you to give up your Saturday to help.
I want to see it through. There's been so much umming and ahhing about Lionel moving in with Jean that I want to make sure it actually happens.
They'll be fine. They're bacon and eggs.
Yes, but they've never lived in the same frying pan before.
Do you think Lionel's up yet?
Try the doorbell.
Hi, Li.
It's the A-team.
Good morning.
Morning, Sandy.
Hello, Lionel. Are you all set?
Yes, I think so. This is very kind of you, Beth. Come in.
Think of us as two little cupids.
Clothed, of course.
Winston Churchill used to wear overalls like yours.
These are reversible.
Well, he was only the Prime Minister.
Is this all you're taking?
Well, we don't want two sets of furniture, do we?
It says something to me.
What does it say, Alistair?
It says, hey, I'm lean. I'm trimmed down. This is my fighting weight.
I don't look on this move as a boxing match.
Well, it says to me that there isn't much of it.
I see. Well, when you've both finished telling me what my effects are saying to you, perhaps we could start moving them.
There speaks a hyped-up guy.
No, there speaks a guy who simply wants to get on with it.
Whatever, Governor.
Now, don't lift anything too heavy.
I'm not an invalid.
I know. I just want you there in good condition.
That makes me sound like a prize cat.
A Tom, naturally.
I've washed the kitchen floor.
Thanks, love. Did you close your bedroom door?
Yes. I still don't understand why you asked me to do that.
No, nor do I, really.
House hasn't been this clean for years.
I just want to make it look nice for Lionel.
He won't notice.
No, but I will.
I see.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Lionel knows how we live, you said. Barely controlled chaos. He'll have to take us as he finds us. Then you've had the pair of us tearing about since dawn.
No, not dawn at all.
I heard you cleaning the bathroom at 6 o'clock this morning.
It was just a wipe round.
All 2 hours of it.
Well, you didn't tell
me. No, I didn't leave a ring round the bath. And no, I didn't leave any tights hanging about.
Oh, this isn't like me, is it?
It is since Lionel came back into your life. It's rather nice, though. It's rather nice seeing you get flustered.
Is there a cruel streak in your nature that I know nothing about?
Well, before Lionel, it was just work. My God, you were organized. Now you're behaving like a woman again.
Well, I'm not sure how to take that.
With love?
Did you phone the window, Tina?
He can't come. He says his day is Thursday.
They're filthy.
He came last week. Get Lionel to do them for you.
Oh, wonderful, yes. Welcome to your new home, and would you clean the windows?
It was a joke.
Perhaps it's all a joke. Perhaps this whole idea is a terrible mistake.
That's the spirit.
Well,
there's no well about it, unless you run away to sea, as the ship's cleaner.
You know, Lionel has put his flat up for sale.
Well, he would, wouldn't he? Why are you frowning?
Well, if things don't work out here, he'll have nowhere to go.
I'm off.
Where are you going?
I've got a few minutes to spare. I thought I'd sweep the road.
That's about it then, Li.
Yes, that's about it.
Good. I'm going off those stairs.
See you down there then.
You know, in my first little flat, there wasn't room to swing a cat, but I still felt ever so sad when I moved out. You get fond of places, don't you?
What, this?
Yes.
No. I was never really fond of it. I just got used to it.
When I left, I actually said, goodbye, little flat.
I shan't be doing that.
No.
Well, one last box.
Cornflakes? Do you want to take them?
Why not? You go on. I've just remembered something else.
Why would he bring half a packet of cornflakes and a toilet roll?
Well, he was in the army.
What's that got to do with it?
Be prepared and all that.
That's the scouts.
Same principle. Just be grateful he didn't bring a tank.
Not even a stick of furniture.
He's selling his furniture.
Just two suitcases and a few boxes.
Mm. His life.
Hey, lighten up. You make it sound like he's going into prison. He's just moving in with the woman in his life. It happens.
Has it ever happened to you?
Well, no. They usually move in with me.
Do they?
Well, it's a big step for Lionel.
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Oh, shut up, Alistair. Sandy's right. Mum could be Lionel's last chance of happiness.
And Lionel could be your mum's.
And there's me thinking it's a happy day.
I was in the bathroom.
Yes, I know. The blue towels are yours.
What, blue for a boy?
That sort of thing.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to close this drawer.
Well, it's too full.
Well, I know it's too full. I just wanted to give you enough drawer space. Will those other drawers be enough?
Oh, yes, ample. A lot of my stuff will just jam in, you see. Well, I suppose I might as well open my suitcases and start jamming.
You don't jam shirts, do you?
No. Socks and pants, jammable things.
Oh, here, let me help. Oh, sorry.
What about?
For uncovering this photo.
Oh, that's my ex.
Oh, yes, I guess that. She's quite, handsome, isn't she?
I always thought of her as angular.
No, handsome, definitely handsome. Nice. Let's put her on the bedside table.
No, I don't want her there.
Well, I've got David on mine.
Yes, I know. I've felt him looking at me a few times.
I'm sure he'd approve.
He looks a nice chap.
He was.
No, I'd rather put my wife in here.
You can't put her in with your shirts.
Well, I don't have her out at home. I mean, didn't.
Well, do you always keep her in with your shirts?
No, in an odds and ends drawer.
That's not very flattering, is it?
Well, she doesn't know.
I bet she doesn't keep a photograph of you in an odds and ends drawer.
I doubt very much if she keeps a photograph of me anywhere. Well, to tell the truth, I did think of chucking her away altogether, but she was part of my life, even if it was a boring part.
Well, in that case, David goes in the drawer too.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, if you won't have her out, it seems only fair. David would understand.
No. You loved him. Put him back where he belongs. You remember him fondly. That's the difference.
But she's still alive.
Well, she won't suffocate him there. Now, don't put him away.
You're not submerging your personality, are you?
Under what?
Well, I don't know. Here. You didn't even bring a picture.
Yes.
No, I mean the sort you hang on a wall.
Well, you've got pictures.
Yes, but not any of yours.
Well, mine were just ordinary things.
This isn't exactly the Tate Gallery, is it?
I don't know what you're getting so up in the air about.
I'm not getting up in the air. I just want you to be happy here.
Well, there's more than a good chance that I will be.
You're not certain?
I can't be certain.
No.
I'm going to the bathroom again.
Oh, dear.
We're going out to lunch.
Well, we may not want to. I'll check with Lionel.
I meant the under-80s.
Oh! Well, off you go, then.
Why are you holding that photo of Dad?
Well, Lionel keeps his ex in a drawer.
That sounds a bit macabre.
No, a photograph. I'm wondering whether I should do the same. Lionel says not.
Good. That sounds healthy.
What does she look like?
Here she is.
No wonder he kept her in a drawer.
Judy, that's not fair. Quick, put it back.
Well, you used to be much prettier than her.
Used to be?
You are. Oh. See you later. Mum, it'll be fine.
Oh.
And leave Dad's photo by the bed.
All right. Bye, love.
Bye, Lionel.
Bye. I just put my things in the bathroom.
Yes, you told me that.
Oh. She's, not going out because of me, is she?
No, of course not. They're going out to lunch, and as I suspect Alistair is taking them, probably to Bangkok. You didn't want to go with them, did you?
Good Lord, no. They're wearing.
Omelette?
That would be nice. Do you want a hand?
No, thanks. Two cooks in the same kitchen, you know. You finish unpacking. I'll start.
Right.
Leopards? No.
Wolves?
No. Oh, what's the expression? I said Mum and Lionel were circling each other like a couple of...
A couple of what?
Sumo wrestlers.
Not a very flattering description, is it?
Well, you're not flattering them. You're wittering on about
them. I'm not wittering. I'm worried. They're circling round each other like a couple of... Oh, don't let's start that again. Well, you know what I mean, anyway. And they're on their best behaviour. That's never a good sign. Today's going to seem about 70 hours long for them. Alistair?
It's all right. I was just swooning. I do that when I'm with two beautiful women who don't pay any attention to me.
I am going on a bit, aren't I?
Just a tad, yes.
Alistair, I think you're a wonderful man. Good-looking, charming, funny, generous.
Now, that kind of conversation I like.
I thought I'd get it in quick, because I've got to go now. My boyfriend, Nick, doesn't work this afternoon.
Hey, hey.
Not exactly. We're painting my kitchen. What's my share for the meal?
Oh, please. I'm good-looking, charming, funny and generous, remember?
Thanks, Alistair. See you Monday, Judy.
Bye, Sandy.
They'll be all right. Bye.
I hope they're using emulsion.
Why?
You can body paint with emulsion. Very therapeutic.
Alistair, are you doing anything this evening?
Ooh, you're turned on.
No, I just don't want to be at home. I think Mum and Lionel need some space.
I feel used.
Sorry. It's a bit of a cheek.
No, don't be sorry. Depends how I'm used. More emulsion? Coffee?
Thanks.
Warwickshire players and the Worcester players too will be making a little note of the score at this stage. Working out that they have 50 overs to bat with 5 wickets in hand.
Lionel?
I think the game's very easily
poised. Oh, Lionel?
As we've said earlier.
Great. Oh, well, if you're not watching the cricket, I might as well change channels. Ah, oh, an old Phil.
Graham.
Oh, stand up. Get your foot flat.
I'm trying to. Oh, that's better. Oh, what's it like living with a young stag? Oh.
Well, I'm hardly a fawn myself. Here, you can have your cricket back again.
No, you don't have to do that.
You were watching.
I was asleep. Watch your film.
No, no, you watch your cricket.
It's a dull match, anyway.
Well, it's a dull film, anyway. Vincent Price looks about 18 in it.
We could be very noble and not watch anything at all.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
I'm sorry I fell asleep.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's bad manners. First day here and all.
You make it sound like prep school.
Hardcastle of the lower fourth.
Upper sixth. Anyway, I'm not so endlessly fascinating that I expect you to keep awake all the time. I quite often have a doze myself at the weekend.
You didn't this afternoon?
No.
Because I was here.
Well, does it really matter? We don't have to hold a ballot every time one of us feels like a doze, do we?
Do you have any custard tarts?
Custard tarts?
Yes.
No, I don't. There are plenty of biscuits.
No, thanks. I just fancy the custard tart.
Well, I'll get some on Monday.
Oh.
Actually, we should make a list, you know, if there's anything in the food line which you particularly fancy, you know, like custard tarts.
No, look, I don't have any special dietary requirements. I'll just go along with
you. No, I don't want to do that.
Well, I did at the flat.
But they were your things.
I usually take a stroll out to get the evening paper about now.
All right, let's do that.
I usually have a swift half at the same time.
Well, I don't mind a swift half.
Oh.
You don't want me to come, do you?
If you want to come.
Well, I don't particularly.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
I've got things to do, actually.
I wasn't deliberately excluding you.
You didn't ask me.
Well, I didn't not ask you.
I usually take a stroll out and so on.
Well, I do.
Well, then you'd better get going, hadn't you?
Yeah. I'll be about 45
minutes. Well, you don't have to tell me how long you're going to be gone.
I know I don't have to. I just thought I would.
Well, now you have.
Yes. Now, I have.
Mix ingredients together, then take 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar. I haven't got any red wine vinegar. Then I wouldn't have, would I? Lionel?
No, me. I just popped back to change. I'm going out with Alistair tonight.
You don't have to go out.
He asked me. What's all this?
Well, I didn't think we should start with a peel-back film and cook for 20 minutes job.
It's not a new recipe, is it?
Yes, for me.
Oh, dear. You always get in a bit of a state with new recipes.
Oh, thanks for the encouragement.
Ignore me. Where's Lionel?
He popped out for a swift half. I don't mind.
No, of course not. You having a good day?
Fine. It's been horrible.
Oh, Mum.
Every time he moves in the house, he tells me where he's going. I'm going to the kitchen, I'm going to the bedroom. It's his house now.
He needs a bit of time, that's all.
Then I'm not helping. We're practically being formal with each other. We'll probably be calling each other Mr. Hardcastle and Miss Pargeter by the end of the day.
I wish I could think of some incredibly wise advice.
I'd settle for some halfway sensible advice. Not from you, love. Good heavens, Lyle and I have over 100 years' experience between us. We should be able to cope.
You will. Give it time.
Time's not a friend of ours. Oh, go on, get changed.
Okay.
You're right. I shouldn't be trying a new recipe.
I told you. Ignore me.
You said it now.
I lie.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
Like the other half?
No, thanks. I said I'd be back soon.
Under the cosh already?
I just said I'd be back soon, all right?
Joke, mate. G-O-K-E, joke.
Sorry. What are you doing in this neck of the woods?
Waiting for the fair Judith to slip into something more uncomfortable.
Why wait here?
Well, today's a kind of special day, isn't it?
Frightened we'd be at each other's throats?
You're not, are you?
The reverse. They're treating each other like very delicate pieces of porcelain. Antique porcelain, of course. It's funny, you know. I've spent a lot of time with Jean recently, but I've never felt like this.
Are we talking buzz?
No. Claustrophobic.
Listen, by this time next week...
Yes, I know. Darby and Joan.
I was thinking more Damon and Pythias.
They were both blokes.
Still, you catch my drift.
It's called optimism.
Right. I tell you what does occur, Lyle.
That it's misplaced?
No. It occurs to me that you are just beginning your third book.
I haven't written a second one yet. And after the unqualified mediocrity of my life in Kenya, I'm not likely to.
You should. It smells of a mini-series to me.
Smells?
Feels, then. You and Jean all those years ago. The young soldier and the young nurse in love, but parted by a cruel war. No, parted cruelly is better.
Not a lot of laughs.
But a million tears. It's all ratings. I might speak to America.
That would be nice for them. And if that's the second book, what's the third?
Like I said, it started today. Remember those kids? They're back and they're in love again. It's a happy ever after job.
A work of fiction, of course.
Lie. Look, take Jean out. Do you both good. Wine and dine her. Get loose.
Loose.
Relax.
That's what we need to be.
And I know just the place. The details are on this card.
The calf with two Fs?
Don't be fooled. This is intimate. The food is superb. And it's so exclusive that Mel Gibson got turned away last week.
Then how am I supposed to get in?
I know the owner. I'll give them a bell on the mobile and book you a quiet table. 8 o'clock, all right?
I'm obliged, Alistair.
And think about that second book.
No, I'm not that obliged. I'll go and tell Jean.
Oh, and say it was your idea.
I'm just going out.
I can see that by the direction you're pointed in.
With Alistair.
Yeah, I know. I just met him in the pub. I know it's not really any of my business, but have you ever discussed his intentions?
Now, coming from you, that's rich.
Touché.
Anyway, have a nice evening.
I've got a surprise for your mother.
Well, that's good, because she's got one for you as well. Bye.
It's me.
I'm in the kitchen.
Well, may I come in?
Now, what if I said no?
I'd think it was a pretty strange answer.
Which makes it a pretty strange question. Lionel, there are only two rooms in this house which you can't simply walk into. One is...
Judith's bedroom. I'm aware of that.
Sorry, of course you are.
And what's the second?
No, one room. No, I meant one room.
Right. My God, this kitchen's in a mess.
I've been cooking.
For how many people?
Just us. It's a rather complicated recipe.
It must be. Well, look, there's no need to bother because I've arranged for a suite out this evening.
What do you mean there's no need to bother? I have bothered.
Well, so have I.
I mean, it's in the oven.
Well, it's only 6 o'clock.
Well, it takes 2.5 hours to cook.
Well, couldn't you take it out again?
To do what with?
Save it for tomorrow.
It won't save till tomorrow.
It's something in a casserole.
And why did you make that sound so significant?
Because you can reheat things in casseroles. As a matter of fact, casseroles can even profit from...
Oh, really? And what makes you such an expert?
Well, I haven't lived out of packets all my life. I'm right, aren't I?
I don't know.
Aren't I?
All right, you're right.
Well, that's that solved. Here, let me clear up for you.
What do you mean?
I mean that we can go out to the restaurant tonight and have that tomorrow.
Oh, it's that now, is it?
Well, I don't know what's in the casserole.
Well, it's not that. It's carbonade à la flamande.
Well, it sounds jolly good.
It could be wonderful.
Then I shall look forward to it tomorrow.
Well, I'm looking forward to it tonight.
Look, I always thought that women liked not having to cook now and then.
But I've already cooked.
Well, I've already booked.
And whatever did that take? A phone call?
Well, Alistair did that, actually.
I bet it was Alistair's idea.
You don't know that?
Was it?
Yes, it was. Huh. Well, I don't claim to be very good at ideas of that sort. I don't often have them. Well, I'm out of practice, I suppose. But I like it. I thought you'd like it. A sort of, well, here we are meal.
Which is what I'm already cooking.
But you didn't tell me beforehand.
No, it was a surprise.
Well, so I was going out.
Well, I'm sorry, Lionel, but I happen to think that this is more special.
Well, it's not that I don't appreciate it, but you're not being logical.
Oh, well, women aren't, are they? We're silly, scatterbrained creatures.
I didn't say that.
That was the implication.
Look, surely it's logical to make the best of both our efforts, even if mine was Alistair's idea. We can have a delicious meal at a restaurant this evening, and we can have your delicious carbonade à la whatever.
Carbonade à la flamande.
Flamande tomorrow.
Yes, I made it for tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. I'll tell you what. You go to your restaurant, and I'll stay here and eat this. All of it.
I've finished clearing up.
Thank you.
I stacked the dishwasher.
Thank you.
I think I told you, I always stack from the back.
Yes, I believe you did.
Yeah. So I didn't start it because there's still some room at the front.
That's good, isn't it? Well, I'd better go and get ready. You were right. It is logical. Who are you phoning?
The restaurant.
Well, there's no need to check. If Alistair's booked, we've probably got the equivalent of the Royal Box.
Oh, good evening. You have a table booked in the name of Hardcastle. Yes, that's right. Well, sorry, but I'm phoning to cancel. Well, I'm sure you'll survive. Goodbye. Made it sound as though it had never happened before.
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't think of it. And you did. Even if the kitchen did look as though it had been hit by a hurricane.
You're a decent sort.
Basically.
I'm worried now.
Why?
What my cooking's got to live up to.
Jolly nice. It's ages since I had rock salmon and in a fish and chip shop. Have you finished?
I've gone off food.
It wasn't your fault.
I cooked it. Who else's fault could it have been?
It was just a bit underdone.
It was raw. All the bits and bobs, all the ingredients, everything right. Except for bringing it back to the boil before I put it on to simmer again.
Look on the bright side. We can still have it tomorrow.
True. And I'll get you some custard tarts. Oh, you were a long time.
I was just checking around, making sure the back door was locked.
You didn't lock the front door, did you? Because Judy's not back.
I know. Will she be in?
Oh, I don't know.
Must seem rather old-fashioned, I suppose. The bloke checking round before he goes to bed.
Oh, I like it. I feel protected.
Well, I'm hardly Mel Gibson.
Oh, thank goodness for that. What brought him up?
Well, he was turned away from the restaurant we were going to tonight.
Oh, well, I expect he'd have got into the fish and chip shop.
Even without a tie.
Come on, get into bed.
Where's the photo of David?
He's all right where he is. Is she still in with the shirts?
Probably sewing some buttons on.
Well, here we are then.
Yes. Here we are then.
I've got a bit of a headache.
It's all right. I'm tired.
No, I really do have. Strain of the day, I suppose.
I wouldn't like to go through that again.
I trust you won't have to.
Good night, then.
Good night. Lionel?
Hmm?
I don't want to be a pessimist.
You can leave that to me.
No, seriously. Us, here. If it had been all those years ago... But it isn't. And we've never been domestic together before. It's no good kidding ourselves it's all going to be easy.
Oh, I know that. But then, when did anyone ever claim that love was easy?
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by Philip Brotherton, and Sandy by Jenny Funnell. The producer was Martin Fisher. As time goes by.